This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Hour number two. I just like saying it. Hour number two. Anyway, because by now things are going bad, but like I said, I'm done with it. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, which means this has to be Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Outstanding way to carry your weapon into combat or in self-defense or however you want to carry it. Outstanding. Coming out of San Bernardino, Amy Wetzel, who's the widow of Michael Wetzel, one of the victims of the Islamic terror attack on a Christmas party, is saying that lives would have been saved if someone in the room had been able to shoot back, basically. She had joined a long list of San Bernardino County residents who are now applying for concealed carry permits. San Bernardino County is now booking appointments for the applications process all the way into the summer of 2016. While some people may be alarmed that so many California citizens will suddenly be armed with guns, San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Berkwan believes there's nothing to be concerned about. It doesn't concern me that law-abiding, mentally sound people are getting concealed weapon permits, he said. Excuse me. I will say, from having a gun pretty much my whole adult life, there's a whole lot of responsibility that comes with it. I just actually took medication and apparently didn't go down the right way. Amy Wetzel is the widow of San Bernardino shooting victim Michael Wetzel. And she's also applying for a concealed carry permit. During a recent interview, she speculated that the outcome of the San Bernardino terrorist attack could have been very different if someone had been carrying a concealed gun. In all likelihood, a well-trained concealed carrier could have made things quite sporty for the terrorists amid the confusion in San Bernardino, and may have wounded or killed both of them, as a single police officer, a single 60-year-old traffic cop did in Garland, Texas, thwarting a similar terrorist attack. The only way that wouldn't have made a difference would have been if that was the first person killed, if the concealed carry holder somehow or other was the first person killed when the shooting started. Recent stories in North Carolina, Virginia, and other states shows that interest is rising. Seems that the only places where concealed carry is not seeing record growth are those areas where citizens have allowed their rights to be stripped from them, and the government now demands a good reason for them to obtain a permit to bear arms in their own defense. San Bernardino sounds like they have a pretty good sheriff, and kudos to you, Sheriff, for looking out there and making that statement. I'm sure it's quite foreign in California with a K, but, and I'm sure that most people in California don't know that they had a good sheriff that would allow that, that thinks the way you think. I would suggest the continuing growing interest will continue to grow, and it's going to force the following evolution nationwide if the trend continues. The main issue localities, they're going to be forced by voters to adopt a shall issue system where permit issuance is assumed unless there's a record of mental health, drug abuse, or criminal behavior that makes it dangerous for that individual to have concealed weapons. Shall issue concealed carry states will expand both concealed and open carry rights as well. Eventually, as long as a shall issue concealed carry and open carry occurs these states without any significant issues, there's a likely progression to constitutional carry. That's the thing about the permit. It creates statistics which we can work off of. And once constitutional carry states achieve a political critical mass of some sort, you know, 35 states doing it, there may be a call for a national constitutional carry reciprocity, and then we're Switzerland. A simple agreement among the states where permits are no longer needed as long as a weapon holder had valid government-issued ID and meets gun ownership possession requirements. Gun control against gun ownership is withering on the vine. No matter what you may hear, no matter all of the bills you may hear proposed, and certainly when you hear these bills being proposed, look up, take a look at them, make the requisite phone calls, because we're the people that are going to try to cry wolf are always going to be out there. And we have to listen every time they do. And every time they do, we have to fight them. Okay? That, you know. the gentrified white liberal, which is the backbone of gun control, followed by some black politicians and black opportunists that are out there too. That's become what they're girls. They've all become girly men. They're in very nice gentrified urban areas, or so they think. And it's being opposed by a gun culture that continues to grow and expand. And it's women are there, young people are there, urban people are there, black people are there, Asians are there. I picked up a new sponsor called S3F Solutions, run and owned by a young man named Chris Naganuma. Young man applying his brain to something and living the American dream and bringing some absolute goodness to carrying a handgun. We're winning the battle for hearts and minds, and we're forcing gun control supporters to outrageous lies, which are quite, even some of the stupid liberal enablers out there look at that and say, that's, because even they realize that something that's predicated on a lie is not going to last. It would not last. This is a doomed rear guard action. Liberty is coming around the corner. People, it's coming around the corner in this nation right now. Due completely to gun owners, not because the banking system refined itself, not because the politicians reined themselves in, for no other reason other than the fact that you, an American gun owner, you, a concealed carry permit holder, you do what you do every day, and you do it well. We are the direct descendants of the founders. We have their blood coursing through our veins, excuse me. And we are going to be the salvation of this nation. While everybody sits around and tries to change attitudes, which is a good thing. Attitudes being changed is good. You and I, me and Heath and Musco and Raven and Big Polly and Old Time and Potts and Kakarot and all of these guests, we're standing behind them with another means of persuasion that they really don't want to have that conversation. We will be right back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday on my anniversary. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of Tactical Nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The best way. The best way to carry your gun. Especially outside the holster. Especially outside the waistband. Inside the waistband, too. The Incog is beautiful. In Europe, in 2015, let's see, in Germany alone, they've imported 1.1 million refugees. In France last year, in 1 year, there were more shooting victims, more shooting casualties. In 1 year that died, then, you know, then Obama's tenure. I don't know how they count that, but, you know, I guess they're talking about due to terrorists. But they got that in 1 year. They had three terrorist events. So, hey, you know what? We already have some very draconian gun laws here in Europe. They're not working out the way we think. So, we're going to be looking at the gun collectors. Now, in Europe, a gun collector, in large part, has a lot of deactivated guns, or as we would say, demilled, which means you run a hole into the barrel, or you do something to where it just simply is not going to fire. And you have to do it permanently, which is not to say that it couldn't be repaired, but, I mean, the nature of the repair would be extreme. Critics are looking at this proposed legislation. They're calling it excessive, and they've accused the EU of harassing responsible gun owners, which, you know, let's face it, how many of them can there be? They've deemed the last round of regulations in the EU, which were introduced in 2008, to be inadequate, claiming that they leave Europe vulnerable to criminal activity. Everything is vulnerable to criminal activity, no matter how much you lock it down, you idiots.
Yeah.
But anyway. European leaders have agreed, vowing in the wake of the Paris attacks to rapidly examine the new proposals with the intention of approving them at a summit next month in February. The new laws would then become in effect in July, according to the local, whatever that is. Among other measures, the draft law would ban the ownership of all Category A firearms throughout the European member states, even though such guns are deactivated. Only museums which are approved by the government would be able to own such weapons, while all other collectors would have to give them up. Collectors would also be forced to hand over any disguised firearms, such as walking stick shotguns, even when deactivated. Likewise, ammunition collectors may be affected, even if they don't own a weapon capable of firing the ammunition. In the UK, collectors already there need to be licensed, but this requirement would be rolled out across the rest of the EU. In addition, all license holders will need to reapply every 5 years, and a standard medical test for all applicants will be rolled out. That's what they want to do. Now, let's take stock of what they have done also already in the European Union. They have imported a huge, violent immigration population shot through with jihadists who have no intention of assimilating, but who instead intent on dominating their host nations. They don't have an answer. They're not going to admit failure. They are headed to hell on the Hell Express. Number two, the jihadists have no problem whatsoever smuggling in automatic weapons, ammunition for automatic weapons, hand grenades, other military-grade weaponry in their host nations, as they have proven vividly in France and in England and elsewhere in Europe. The jihadists are thought to be coordinating their own little Tet Offensive-type attacks in dozens to more than 100 cities in Europe simultaneously. That will be a day when CNN will have a lot to report. Number four, European leaders are terrified that the civilian population will use their arms, lawful and otherwise, plus whatever they can confiscate from police and military armories, to retaliate against the Muslim populations, guilty and innocent alike, in the sort of ethnic cleansing the Europeans have proved so adept at throughout their history. See, here we are again with the guilt. They're afraid of what might happen because it happened before. Number five, Europe's socialist politicians are worried that after the immigrant issue is handled, or perhaps concurrently, that the radical nationalists who had to take over the military and had to take over the police and had to take the fight to the streets are then, when they're done with the immigrant class, they're going to turn and they're going to look at them. They're going to look at the European Union as a whole. They're going to give special attention to the left-leaning parties in general, and they're going to have an equally bloody purge of those that got us into this mess. Maybe you should be rethinking your strategy if you think that's something that's going to happen. I mean, if I'm out there and somebody's doing something to cause me to have to fight to preserve my life where that wasn't there before, yeah, I'm looking at you. I'll be looking at you, pal. And let's be perfectly clear here. The tightening of Europe's gun laws are proposed to save their leaders and violence-prone immigrants from the native populations and countries. Not from crime, not from anything else. We don't want them coming after us, and we don't want them coming after our people that are supposed to save the welfare state. This isn't about crime or gun safety. There are military and counterterrorism experts who are concerned that this would quickly develop into a brutal series of ethnic purges, like was seen in Yugoslavia as it ripped itself apart from 1991 to 2001, and perhaps even a world war. And then once again, it'll be down to the people. But this is the left working. This is the leftist politician wanting to present. All of this is all about, it's nothing more. In Europe, it is nothing more than maintaining the status quo. Here in the United States, it's about maintaining power. There, they want to maintain the status quo. They want to quell the mob. All this other stuff. That's what they want to do. And we'll see how that works. And therefore, they are basically telegraphing that they're afraid of what's going to happen if their citizens look up and see this. If I were a German or a Brit or French or any of those guys, I'd already be pounding on the lectern saying, yeah, that's going to happen next week, pal. When we get back, we're going to talk about the lies that Hillary and Obama have for the gun industry. This is Lock and Load. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the one side of the story that you get. Of course, we're going to do that from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. One of the things that Obama, of course, Obama, and Hillary Clinton, she's going to double down on it too. They get away with a lot of whoppers when it comes to the gun makers, but you can always expect them to only give one side of the story to propel their chosen narrative. Now, on January the 7th, not too long ago, President Obama had an op-ed in the New York Times that said Congress has guaranteed that gun manufacturers enjoy virtual immunity from lawsuits, which means that they can sell lethal products and rarely face consequences. As parents, we wouldn't put up with this if we were talking about faulty car seats. Why should we tolerate it if for products, guns, that kill so many children each year? Okay. Okay. Give me a second, Paladin, and I will tell you the answer to that question. I can, because I have EOTEX and I know. You would sue a gun manufacturer if you put a round in it and you pull the trigger and it goes explodey. If you pulled the trigger and it fell apart. if you pulled the trigger and you shot yourself. Okay. That's when you sue somebody. Guns, for the most part, operate, you know, they're not faulty car seats. They're not faulty. If you want to prosecute somebody, you know, and it's bad. It's bad when something like that happens. It's tragic. But, and that's going down too. We are becoming better and better at all of these things. Now, let me answer a question in the chat room, if I may, because Paladin has popped in and I have EOTech. EOTech, for those of you who don't know, has admitted, I think they started outsourcing the manufacture of their holographic optics that the military has a lot of. I have, gosh, I have one right here, don't I? Yeah, I've got a EOTech EXPS-3, which will go on my next AR. Or it will go on my present AR when I get my next AR. And I'm not telling you who's building that one. So, because my aim point micro, my H1 micro will go on it. Did I just turn you on? Hope not. Anyway, there was an admission from EOTech that there were some manufacturing standards that may have been compromised in the manufacture of these things. These will lose zero and not function properly in very extreme temperatures, up or down. And I think they have done things like try to issue, like if you want to get involved in it and you want to turn your EOTech back in, they have offered to do certain things to try to make you whole again. Oh, yeah, that battery's still working. And I have not done it for two reasons. Primarily, that here in the upstate of South Carolina, we do not have those extremes of temperature. And therefore, well, gosh, I can't turn it off now. Therefore, I don't need to worry about this being faulty. Turn this thing on, and now I can't turn it off. There we go. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if I have one of the faulty ones. We have a couple of them here. Both of my sons run 512, so I've got an XPS2. Although I have been thinking very seriously about moving completely over to Aimpoint. Never going to own a Trigicon except for RMRs. Never going to own one of those. Hope that helps you out. Why take the chance? Take the chance on the optics? Well, I don't know. I'm being asked how I feel about the Vortex. Vortex is the thing about Vortex. Here's the thing about when you talk about the big three, okay? And this is the hang-up a lot of people have with these things. EOTech, Trigicon, and Aimpoint are all in the military system some way, somehow. Top of guns all over the place. That makes them combat tested. Now, there are a couple of companies out there like Vortex, like Lucid, that make great optics, but some of them are not made here. Lucids are made in China. They will not break. Some of them are like Vortex has got both. I've got one that looks sort of like an Aimpoint Pro, I think it is. Just the tube, and then they've got another one that looks like an Aimpoint Micro Dot. But they've got plenty of those that go around, and they're fine. They're fine. But here's what I would tell you. If you get an optic out there, and you say, well like, here's a NC Star, okay? If you get an NC Star, which is another one that has never been in the military inventory, and it works for you, big deal. So what? Run it. By all means, run it. The thing about these is that we know exactly how they're going to react to certain things and collisions and all this other stuff. And I think Spike's Armament has come out with a sort of a micro dot or something. I can't remember the name brand, but primary weapon system, but primary arms. They make micro dots that are under $100 that people swear by. So you don't have to pay the big money, and you don't have to have the big stuff, because quite frankly, it's not going to be one of these things that you have to be concerned about, because whenever I hear about how this kind of gun won't run for very long under these conditions and those conditions, first thing I say is, are you operating in those conditions? Huh? That just cracks me up, though. It won't run if you shoot it 2,000 times a day. Well, how many will run day in and day out if you shoot it 2,000 times a day? I would love to know. Won't that burn out the barrel? Shooting it 2,000 times a day, which is really the barrel and everything that moves is what you got to worry about with a gun if you're shooting it a lot. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. One of the reasons I don't carry a 1911 is because I would never be able to shoot it enough. My 1911, my compromise for a 45 is this gun. A Glock 21 redone by Agency Arms. 13 rounds in the magazine, one in the pipe, and it's a Glock. Goodness. No, it isn't a good look at 1911, but it's very functional. So, whatever works for you, I'm getting lots of name brands. All of them work. All of them work for the most part. Bushnell, Vanessa, is very good. If you've got a Bushnell micro dot, I don't know if it's any better than the Aimpoint. When we get back, we will talk about the lies about the gun manufacturers. I just had to go off that way because it's live radio. We'll be back live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back, Mark Farner. Yeah. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, where the number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If it'll fire. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yeah, that's the way to go, really it is. Just got this on Facebook. People killed by drunk drivers in the U.S. every day, 36 times. Obama's called for changes to how alcohol is sold, zero. It's true. It's very true. I was talking about how Barack Obama gets out there and he wants to say that, you know, gun companies are immune. They're not immune if they make a faulty product, okay? Unfortunately, they don't make faulty products. Chillery said in the first Democratic debate that America's gun manufacturers are the only business in America that is wholly protected from any kind of liability. They can sell a gun to someone they know they shouldn't, and they won't be sued. There will be no consequences. This is her really indicating how little she knows about how a gun is purchased. Because I don't know of too many people that actually sell directly to the public. There are no gun manufacturers where you walk into the place where the gun is built and buy the gun, if that is the point of origin. Daniel Defense doesn't do it that way. Bravo Company doesn't do it that way. Everybody that buys a gun, if it's made by Wyndham Weaponry, as an example, Wyndham has been a sponsor of mine for a very long time, exists primarily because they send guns out through distributors. There are middlemen between the gun manufacturers and the gun retailers. So, She repeated this claim on CBS News Face the Nation last Sunday by saying gun manufacturers are the only industry in our country that has been given that carte blanche to do whatever that you want to do with no fear of legal consequences. They are referring to the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Legislation that was passed and signed into law in 2005 that was designed to halt class action lawsuits that attempt to hold gun makers civilly liable for the actions of criminals. If that were to pass, then every single consumer good out there that functioned properly and was still used in a prostituted method would be wide open, and a lot of regular free enterprise would cease. It would go out of business because they're not going to do it because of the risk involved. The lawmakers or the lawsuits filed against gun makers and sellers were akin to someone suing the car maker that made the auto that Lakeisha Ann Holloway allegedly drove intentionally onto sidewalks to mow down people on the Vegas Strip. The car worked perfectly, but it was aimed at people. In this case, car manufacturers obviously no more guilty than Colt would be if one of its guns sold legally was later used in a crime. Now, how did all of this get in here? These lawsuits were politically motivated, and so it took a political solution to resolve them. And anyone who reads the law will see that the PLCAA simply protects gun makers from civil liability resulting from the criminal or unlawful misuse of a qualified product by the person or a third party. They can't be responsible. Nobody can be held responsible for that kind of thing. It specifically states that it does not protect gun manufacturers in any case in which the manufacturer or seller knowingly made any false statement or aided, abetted, or conspired with any person in making any false or fictitious oral or written statement with respect to any fact material to the lawlessness of the sale or other disposition of a firearm. Reading a law after they've written it makes my head hurt. I'm sorry to tell you. It also doesn't protect the manufacturer or seller if they aided, abetted, or conspired with any other person to sell or otherwise dispose of a qualified product, knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that the actual buyer of the qualified product was prohibited from possessing or receiving a firearm or ammunition. There's a lot of things it doesn't protect them from, but primarily it protects them from politicians and agenda-driven anti-liberty shills. Like I said, it makes my head hurt. Now, they hardly have carte blanche from civil liability, as Clinton has claimed. And in fact, they're just as suable as any other manufacturer that would make a faulty product or break the law. In fact, probably more so because they are regulated highly. PolitiFact looked into this. PolitiFact is, they're not Captain Conservative, so, they got out there and looked at this and ruled Clinton's claim to be false. They don't award Pinocchios or anything. They just said this is a lie. Nevertheless, they repeat the claim that gun makers are legally immune from civil liability. Many of the media just nod along like those bobblehead dogs that are sitting in the back of the car. Is it really that hard to understand? Both Obama and Clinton are lawyers. They can read this stuff. They know how to write it. They can't claim they don't understand the legal language in the legislation. There's a lot of things in politics, like Obama's latest thing about saying, well, we're going to redefine who a gun seller is. I don't know how. I'm not going to tell you how because I don't know how. That's opaque. The PLCAA is not opaque. It's pretty clear. Pretty clear. And it's on the books. It's on the books, too. Barrick, it's on the books, Shillery. It's, sorry. I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's on the books, and you're just mowed down. Very sorry to point that out to you. When we come back, we're about to finish this hour out. When we get back, There's been a series of articles in the New York Times, and they made the mistake of inviting Charles Cook, who's a National Review staff writer, on there to talk about smart guns. And he's the only one that has written anything in opposition to a smart gun. Now, these guys got smart guns on the brains. They've got smart guns on the brains. They're asking questions. They've seen seen Dredd, Judge Dredd, or they've seen Skyfall with the little LED lights on the back of the Walther PPK before he gets eaten by the Komodo dragon, which is pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And they think that it being written into his... I'm going to tell you something about movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chuck Norris, all of these guys that fight in movies, Sylvester Stallone, all of these guys, the reason they win as many fights as they do in the movies is because it's in the script. Movies are fantasy. When you get out there and you're looking at a movie and somebody says, do they contribute to violence? Well, no, they're fantasy. And a lot of the things that they take, a lot of the artistic and creative license that they take in depicting certain things, like nobody gets out there and says that, nobody believes they've taken a car, a Lotus, and turned it into a submarine with torpedoes. But we saw that in a James Bond movie, too, didn't we? Yeah. Nobody thinks that there's a big guy that Richard Kiel used to play named Jaws, or a big, giant, you know, glandular man with steel teeth that can fall out of a plane without a parachute, land in the middle of a circus, and live. And we've seen that in the James Bond films, but no, we see a smart gun. Biometric smart gun in a James Bond film, and all of a sudden the politicians come out of the woodwork. I have biometric. I have biometric on my iPhone. I have it. Okay, that time it worked pretty good. Let's see if it does it again. Sometimes it doesn't work all that well. No, that time it brought up Siri. Think of me. Think if this was a gun and I was trying to put it in action in a gunfight. Hang on a minute. I just accidentally called up Siri on my handgun. Hang on. We're going to flip into the last hour. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.